White, Battle Creek, Michigan, October 22, 1867. Dear Willie, we have seen the work of God in Battle Creek after a marvelous manner. Brother Hunt's children have sought the Lord and have been baptized. Dr. Lay's children have also given their hearts to God, and all have been baptized but Minnie. Nellie Mead has been baptized, also George Wilson's little girl. The youngest Hearns girl has gone forward in baptism. Marcus Ashley was baptized, and Oliver Pratt and Mary Moore, whom you do not know. Dear Willie, watch and pray lest ye enter into temptation. Have set seasons for prayer. Guard yourself. He that controlleth his own spirit is greater than he that taketh a city. Jesus will help you, Willie. He will bless you. It is important for you to think before you speak and act. Do nothing which you will regret afterwards. Your father sends you a very nice Bible. I hope it will please you, my dear boy. We want to love the Lord more and more earnestly. We wish you to pray for his Holy Spirit to guide you. You have not strength to keep yourself. You must trust in God and pray to him alone all by yourself. Think what you desire most, and then ask your kind Heavenly Father for the very things you need, and he will grant you the desire of your heart. He is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him than earthly parents to give good gifts to their children. Be true, be frank, be honest, be patient, forbearing. This was the character of your divine Lord. I would say to Betsy, Willie, Johnny, George, and dear Sarah, Marion, and Marilla, we love you, children, because you have ever been ready to cheerfully wait on us and have done everything you could to please us. But we are now anxious that you should manifest fruits of earnest, sincere love and devotion to your dear Redeemer, who gave his life to save you, thus giving you proof that his love was greater than the love of father, mother, sister, brother, or friend. When you have such positive tokens of such deep and unselfish love, will there not be awakened in your heart gratitude and love for Jesus? Will you not delight to dwell upon his charms and study his life? And will you not seek to imitate this unerring, sinless pattern? We want you to love secret prayer. Just as long as you watch and pray, you will retain the victory. But when you love diversion and play better than you love to read the precious word of God, and better than you love the hour of prayer, you manifest that your love for holy things is small. If we overcome our wrong and sinful habits, we must work. Make strong efforts, for Satan will do all in his power to overcome every one who is seeking to love and serve Jesus. As you enter the school of Christ, you have lessons to learn. You are scholars. You must discipline yourselves. Be not easily disheartened or discouraged. Be valiant soldiers of the cross. Learn to endure hardness and be not easily offended. Be not easily provoked or annoyed with little trials. When you have little difficulties to bear which seem hard, think of Jesus, the dear Savior, how he suffered and endured to save sinful mortals. Much love, dear friends, and my dear boy Willie, your mother. Direct a letter to me at Topsom, Maine.